On May 26th and 27th, our agency has responded to four different reports of robbery incidents. During the initial investigation to this point, we've been able to determine that three of the incidents actually occurred on May 26th and then one yesterday on May 27th. What ended up happening was on May 26th at about 5 minutes till 11 p.m., we had a report of a 19-year-old male who is walking in an apartment complex in the 700 block of Dominick. Two suspects on foot engaged him in conversation, and then subsequently one of the suspects produced a handgun and robbed this victim of cash. The suspects then fled on foot. Approximately 50 minutes later, in the 1200 block of Harvey Road, there was an individual that was walking through an apartment complex. He noticed two people following behind him. They subsequently confronted him in the apartment complex, one of the suspects brandished a handgun and robbed this victim of cash and a cell phone. Approximately 10 minutes later, there was a male riding a bicycle on Associates, which runs off of Harvey Road. He was riding his bicycle when a red vehicle attempted to cut him off, and one of the occupants brandished a handgun, attempting to rob this victim. This individual was able to flee on foot, or on bicycle, and then on foot, and he was not robbed of any property. In looking back at all of these incidents, they're very similar in proximity and description and time. All three incidents, the suspect is reported to have displayed a dark-colored handgun. There were no injuries reported in any of these incidents. The suspects, initially in the first two incidents, there were two suspects on foot each time, and then in the last incident, there were four suspects in a vehicle. All of them are described as being African-American males, somewhere between the ages of 18 and 23 years of age. The individuals that were on foot were described as being anywhere between 5'10" and 6' tall, with a slender or medium build. One was described as wearing a white tank top, and one with a black T-shirt, and he had a skull cap, or what's commonly referred to as a do-rag, on his head. Then last night at approximately 11:30 in the 400 block of Lincoln, an individual was walking through an apartment complex. Two suspects attempted to engage him in conversation. The victim then fled on foot. He was chased down and struck in the head with a fist from one of the suspects. At that point, he was robbed of a wallet and a cell phone. The description of this individual at this time was that he was approximately 5'5", slim build, wearing a green shirt. While we have similarities in amongst all of these offenses, our detectives and our patrol division are actively working, seeking to identify anyone involved in it. We're working with other agencies to compare information as well. And it's our hope that due to the fact that there were multiple individuals in this vehicle and on foot, that one of them will step forward and provide us information that will lead to the identity of the gunman and the individual that assaulted this last suspect. We're also asking the public, since three of the incidents occurred in apartment complexes, to report any type of suspicious activity that they may have seen or heard over the last couple of days. And if anyone has any information, we'd ask them to contact the College Station Police Department at 979-764-3600, or they can call Brazos County Crime Stoppers at 775-TIPS.
Okay, in any of these cases, were any of the victims hurt?
The fourth victim, the one from last night, received minor injuries, nothing life-threatening.
Okay. And I know this is a college town. I know the presumption is it's reasonably safe, and I don't think that's an unwise assumption in most cases. What can people do, especially as it warms up? They're going to be out later to avoid the heat when they're working out and just coming back late at night. What can they do to keep themselves safe, make themselves aware?
First and foremost, we always advise people that there's no property worth getting harmed over. It's an individual decision on what they do, but what we would ask is that anyone who is confronted to please gather as much information, be the best witness as possible, to get descriptions of clothing, height, weight, if there's a weapon involved, description of it, any particular expressions that the suspect may have used, direction of travel, identifying information on vehicles such as color, body style, whether it's a car or an SUV or a truck, color, direction of travel, license plate if you have it. But again, we don't wish for the public to do anything that would put them in harm's way to get that information. First and foremost, the biggest priority is the safety of the citizens.
Absolutely. And I think any student knows that time is of the essence when you've got this information. What's the best thing to do immediately after an attack or a robbery?
Immediately, as soon as possible, to please contact 911. If they do not have a phone, to please get to one just as quickly as possible and contact 911 to allow our officers to respond quickly and attempt to apprehend the individuals responsible.
What caused the one victim to wait 24 hours to report the incident?
At this point, we're not 100% sure why that individual waited that period of time, but we would, again, encourage anyone that if they've been a victim of a crime at any point in time and they haven't been reported to the police, to please let us know. It's possible that anyone who has any little bit of information, if we combine it with any other offense, we might be able to piece together enough to identify who the individuals are.